We've been talking for the past several days about a question that came up in an interview earlier this week, and it produced some amazing stories. The power of story to make sense of loss, particularly humorous stories, or just how humor in times of grief makes its own story. Yen Zhang, welcome to the program.
Hello.
17 years old from Omaha, Nebraska?
Yes.
Now, when you lost your grandfather, you thought of his humor and, of course, many other things, I suspect. But how did laughter and humor help you deal with the experience of losing your grandpa?
Well, it's strange, but after his death, I wrote a series of just short stories, short memoirs. And one story that came to mind wasn't actually about my grandfather, but it was about my father's childhood. And it just popped into my mind for some reason. And the story goes like this. In China, when a hen dies and it leaves a brood of chicks, then they need to find, you know, something else to take care of the chicks. So what they do is they actually take a rooster, they get it drunk with beer, and then they swing it around until it gets really dizzy. And then when it's basically knocked out, they put it over the brood of chicks, and when the rooster wakes up, it will think it's a hen, and it will think that the chicks belong to itself, and it'll take care of them. They'll follow it around. It'll feed them. It'll protect them from foxes and raccoons and things like that.
So something humorous about China, certainly a bit of folklore that your grandfather must have known about, right?
Yeah, it's actually not just folklore. I think they actually do
they
it.
They do it, right? They actually do it.
Yeah. At least my dad claims they do.
Well, the reason that Yen Zhang is here, she's one of 15 students chosen for the Alliance for Young Artists and Writers Gold Medal Award. You won it for your writing and your drawing portfolio, right?
I won regionally for my drawing portfolio, but writing is the thing I'm being recognized for today.
And a $10,000 scholarship.
Yep.
And the gold medal. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, you know, you are born in China.
Yes.
And spent most of your time in Nebraska or just most of your time in the United States?
I've spent 14 years in Nebraska.
And explain how writing helped you to understand this new world that you were in and the world that you yearned to understand more about of your family and of China.
I think writing has helped me become, you know, more aware of the differences between Nebraska and China, as well as the similarities between them. I mean, with writing, you start writing and then you see, oh, I didn't notice, but people actually act and talk and think about the same things they do in Nebraska as they do in, say, Beijing or Shanghai. But then you also become aware of the cultural experiences. Like, for example, in China, I write a lot about how you can step out into the street and you can, you know, get a bowl of noodles, you can go to a shop. There's a lot more going on. That is different from Nebraska.
What are the similarities? You know, I don't think I've ever asked this in my career. How is China similar to Nebraska?
People think and talk about the same things. I mean, if there's a wedding going on, if someone's daughter or son has done something, or, you know, if there's a death in the family, or, you know, whatever, or like popular trends, popular music, you know, people just care about the same things wherever you go.
How did writing help you to understand the tragedy in your family of losing your grandpa? You come up with this extraordinary metaphor in one of the stories that's in your portfolio about understanding people in layers.
Mm-hmm. I think for a lot of people, especially if they've grown up here, if someone, you know, if grandma or grandpa passes away, then you can go to their funeral, and maybe before their death, you can see them, you can say goodbye. But I didn't really have a chance to do that because my grandfather lived across the ocean. So I felt like the feeling that I got from his death was that there were so many layers separating us, you know, like, if I wanted to go visit him, I had to go through the layers of bureaucracy and, you know, applying for a visa and things like that. And if I wanted to talk to him, I had to talk through him through the webcam, not in person. So I just felt like the theme of layers was something that I really had to explore in my writing.
What do you think he would think about your success in this particular project and competition, which is just one tiny aspect of your success as a young woman?
I think he would be very proud. I think he's probably looking over me right now. My grandfather was an engineer, but he loved art. He loved movies in particular. He went to a movie every week. He loved writing. He loved reading and drawing.
And what do you plan to do with your scholarship?
College. Yeah, it'll help a lot in terms of paying for the books and things I need for college. But beyond the scholarship, I think what matters to me the most is just the recognition and the pride that my family has gotten from it.
Do you have a voice as a writer, or do you think you're developing a voice as a writer? You're just 17.
I think everyone, you know, no matter if they've written for 50 years or 5 years, they're still developing their voice. So I'm definitely still trying to find my voice, still trying to become comfortable with myself and how I write.
All right. So you're headed to
Harvard.
Harvard. Nice. Very good. And your concept of public service will go with you to Harvard?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right. Well, congratulations. Yan Zhang is the winner, one of 15 students chosen this year in Scholastic's Young Artist and Writers Competition, the $10,000 scholarship, the gold medal. And thanks so much for sharing those stories of your family.
Thank you.